Welcome to IRG's Sports Medicine Update. I'm Tom Huttler, along with Shannon O'Kelly, physical therapist and president of Integrated Rehabilitation Group, and our guest, Dr. Eric Crystal, orthopedic surgeon from Edmonds Orthopedic Center.
Dr. Crystal, hey, you're back. And today we're talking about the hips. We covered the knees. Let's talk about the hip. And in the world we live in, we talk about hip replacements. And I've heard there's this new approach or an anterior approach. And what's going on there?
Well, the anterior approach to the hip has been around for a long time, but it is enjoying a bit of a resurgence. In short, there's several different ways to get into the hip to do a hip replacement. The anterior is a fancy medical way of saying through the front of the hip. And what we're finding with this is that it's really the most minimally invasive way we can get in. Unlike the other approaches to the hip, it doesn't involve cutting any tendons necessarily and allows us to replace the hip with what seems to be a faster recovery. Patients are able to avoid the precautions or restrictions and rules that they can't bend and move in certain ways. And frankly, I just see people getting up faster and easier with less pain.
Well, if you don't go anterior, the other option is you go posterior, right?
Through the back posterior or through the side lateral.
And this anterior approach is a lot quicker for patient recovery.
It certainly seems to be.
Good information. Thank you.
No problem.
If you'd like more information on this topic, as well as how to contact Dr. Eric Crystal at Edmonds Orthopedic Center, go to irgpt.com or Integrated Rehabilitation Group's Facebook page.